Who would have thought there'd ever be another triangle shirtwaist, but now garment factory fires are common in Bangladesh, in sweatshops feeding jeans and other clothes to outlets such as The Gap and Walmart. The 11th of April, protesters, including two survivors of the horrific Tazarine factory fire in Bangladesh, showed up outside Walmart board member Arnie Sorensen's luxurious Friendship Heights home.
Set it, 5810 Warwick.
Hi, welcome everyone. This is the home of Arnie Sorensen, the president and CEO of the Marriott Corporation. He's also one of the board of directors of Walmart. Again, we're here today because in November, there was a fire at the Tazarine factory that was producing apparel for Walmart. At first, Walmart denied that their apparel was being produced there. But it was proven through pictures and records that Walmart had not, in fact, ended their relationship with this factory, despite numerous warnings about fire safety issues. It also came to light that Walmart had been a major player in trying to prevent global brands such as themselves, Gap, and others, from having to pay into a fund to make sure there were fire safety improvements at these factories. So now
my name is Shumi Abedin.
I'm Tazarine's auto shromik.
I'm an injured worker of Tazarine fire.
Amar kotha ba ami ei shromiktar kotha bolte chaichi.
Today I don't want you to talk about me. I wanted to talk about her. The picture I holding.
Onam Helena.
Bolo Hena.
Hena.
Garnam.
Ei meter nam Hena.
The woman you can see, the girl you can see in the picture, her name is Hena.
Ei meta amar helper chilo.
She was my helper. Where I worked at
Tazarine.
She died in this fire and her body couldn't be found. Her mother did not identify her body and her mother did not receive any compensation. How this woman will be alive? And Walmart is responsible for this.
তারা আমাদের ক্ষতিপূরণ দিব, তারাই দায় দায়িত্ব নিব, ফ্যাক্টরির নিরাপত্তা দিব, রাস্তা ভালো দিব, ওয়ালমার্ট বাইরে,
and Walmart is responsible for this. Walmart has to take responsible for this accident and also for the compensation that we demand from them, and they have to ensure safe and secure workplace for us. My name is Kalpana Akhtar, and I also wanted to share my experience working in the factory. When I was 12 years old, I started working. I produced for Walmart, and my factory also caught fire in back 1990. And today in 2013, what we are talking about, same topic, that we want safe working place. And who is responsible for this? These giant multinationals like Walmart, like Gap. They have to take responsibility of these fires, and they are the group, they are the corporation who need to be make sure that we have safe working place. The Tazarine fire is one of many fire accidents we have in Bangladesh. In last 5 years, we lost more than 500 workers because of these greedy multinationals, these greedy giants who don't pay even penny to our workers. So they should sign the fire safety MOU that we are asking for, and that can prevent the future death in the ready-made garment factories in Bangladesh. And they have to take this responsibility.
Protesters then walked up to Arnie Sorensen's door and knocked, but there was no answer, even though there were lights on and people were clearly home in the house.
This dog's home.
Is anybody there? Hello?
Walmart, you can't hide. We can see your greedy side. Walmart, you can't hide. We can see your greedy side. Walmart, you can't hide. We can see your greedy side.
We just want to give you this picture.
We just want to remind you what your company's doing. You want to meet the human face of what you're doing in Bangladesh? So if anyone wants an update, there are people came to the door and then ran away when they realized we were still here.
Yeah. We'll be back. We'll be back.